The Gemara says in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, as well as the Gemara in Sachem, Koha Mitzvahs Kuhan Mavarach Aleihem Ovir Lasi Asin. Rabbi Yehuda says, B'Shem Shmo, in the name of Shmo, that a bracha must be recited over Lasi Asin prior to the performance of the mitzvah. Before we do a partake of the mitzvah, the Maisa Mitzvah, one must make a bracha, and not after the mitzvah. The Rishonim point out that you should do the mitzvah, you should make the bracha immediately before you're about to do it. It doesn't mean over Lasi Asin, I'm going to do the mitzvah in an hour, make the bracha. No, it has to be, you can't be over the over either. You have to be within a reasonable amount of time. So, in fact, it's a famous question of Tosfos, who wants to know, how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim? How do we fulfill the mitzvah? How do we make the bracha? Because on one hand, while the four Minim are in, still the containers, the bags, so it's over the over, if it's just sitting lying on the bench. On the other hand, if you wait till after you pick it up, you can maybe the agbe nafigle. Once you pick it up, you fulfill the mitzvah. So how do we avoid over the over or achali asiyasun? Either you're doing it too soon or too late. What is the proper mix and balance? So Tosis answers a bunch of suggestions. One, he says, you just hold the lulav, I guess you have the three minim and the lulav, arabas and dosim, and then you make the bracha, and then you pick up the esro. That's one approach. The popular approach is the second suggestion, that you turn the esro upside down, so you're not yotze, and then right after you make the bracha, you turn it over. Because when we pass in that they're ma'akvin zezeh, so until you turn over the esrog, you don't get any mitzvah. Another suggestion is, you pick them up regularly. However, you have in mind not to be yotze. You have negative kavana, and then you say, after you make the bracha, you have in mind to be yotze. And a fourth approach by Tosis is, that you could pick up all four species, lulav, esrog, arabas, v'adasim, and recite the bracha. You pick it up, when you pick it up, you have a mind to be yotze. And as long as you make the bracha prior to you do the waving of the lulav, the nanunim as it's known. Even though if one didn't even do nanunim, you know, when it's picked up, you're really yotze, midag be nafigle. However, Tosis points out that to make a bracha over Lasi Asin, as long as you make the bracha prior to the completion of the entire mitzvah, even the hider mitzvah part. Because in general, there's a machokes, the Rambam, and the Or Zeruah. Could you make a bracha achal Lasi Asin or not? Could you make a bracha? Everyone agrees you should do it over Lasi Asin. Is that Likuva or is that Lechatchila? So the Rambam writes, that's Likuva. Yep. If you did the mitzvah and you didn't make the bracha, that's it. You lost the opportunity to make the bracha. While the Or Zeruah disagrees. It's brought down the machlokes by in Hilchas Shechita. Could you make the bracha afterwards? There's a Shach has a whole long discussion on it, but that's where you find the machlokes, the Rambam or Zeruah. So Tosis is saying somewhere in between, or depending on how you learn those shitas, he's saying that also he's making it, in other words, he also agrees you need over Lasi Asin, but over Lasi Asin is determined by the Hider Mitzvah also, not just the Ikra Mitzvah, and even though as long as you make it before Nanuna, it's considered over Lasi Asin. What if you already performed the nanunim, then what? So the Chai Adam writes, as long as he hasn't said Hallel yet, then he can still make the bracha. Because he says that when you shake the lulav during Hallel, it's also part of the mitzvah. So therefore, until you finish that mitzvah, it's considered over lasi asam. And the Bikur Yaakov says the mitzvah of lulav is not considered finished until after the Hoshanis, which is after Hallel. And therefore, one who forgot to recite the bracha, even after Hallel, as long as he has not recited the Hoshanis. Even the Hoshanis is only a meaning and not an integral part of the mitzvah. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, the Yochol of Aruch HaFil Achar Kach calls Man Shaddai in Lulav, even if you finish Hoshanis, but you're still holding on to the Lulav. And he quotes other shitas, or he doesn't, but other posts can say also only to Achar and Anunim. So all these shitas are working with the, at least with the Rambam, that you need to make a bracha over Lasi Yasa, because according to the Ar Zarua, it's not a problem. But according to the Rambam, you get into how you define over Lasi Yasa. So it goes from before you even fulfill the mitzvah, that's the ideal. But then point out until, as long as you haven't done the Nanuim, or perhaps as long as you still even recited Hallel. Like the Chai Adam says, and the Bikur Yaakov says, even after the Nanunim. One says, as long as you haven't started, before Hallel, but after Hallel too late. Others say, no, even after Hallel, you have the Hoshana. So it's an issue of how Kol HaMitzvos Kulam Mevarech Lehem over Lasi Yason. It's a machlokas Rishonim, how far do we take over Lasi Yason? And then there's a separate discussion, right, that's when you say there's a mitzvah in the Mshechet, and it continues. So, let's say by near Hanukkah, let's say within the first half an hour. So, is that considered over, in other words, is that considered over Lasi Yason? Until you finish the mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah. So either way, that's the way it's a fundamental machokas, Rambam and the Ozarua. And here these shitas are working with the Rambam, which the way we seem to paskin, that once we finish the mitzvah, it's usually we assume it's too late to do the mitzvah, but we use this in a sniff to be mako, because it's the Achronim Pop discussed by Hanukkah, that if we use it as a sniff to be mako, let's say, because it's a separate child, you make a bracha and hit the mitzvah or not. So the bottom line is, we try to do it over Lasi Yasan. Tosis gave us four suggestions. Either don't pick up the Yesrug to the end, turn the Yesrug over, mitzvah srichas kavana, to have negative kavana, or it doesn't make a difference. You can even pick it up with kavana, as long as you make the bracha before you do the nanunim, the waving, it's a go. Others say even until you finish Hallel, and others say until you finish Hoshanas, and others say no, as long as you're holding on to it, it's still not too late to make the bracha.